Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott. We're back live and local in the studio for you on this Wednesday morning. Another beautiful day in Alamogordo, New Mexico. We just love the weather on days like today. Well, it's time now for our conversation with our Navy Detachment Commander, Adrian Laney from White Sands Missile Range, WSMR.
Commander, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Glad to be here today. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for driving into Alamogordo today.
No problem.
We appreciate it. You going to get a little bit of time to look around a little bit?
Probably not. Right after this, it's right back to the job and making things happen.
We understand that for sure. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know there's some family history close to here. Tell us about yourself.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. So, fun fact, my mom was actually born right up the road in Tularosa, and she spent her early childhood here in Alamo. So, some local connection here for me. I was born in West Texas. And we moved a lot when I was young. I mostly grew up in East Texas in a little town called Jacksonville, about 20 miles south of Tyler, Texas. I enlisted in the Navy in 1999 when I was 17. So my family couldn't afford college, and the Navy gave me that opportunity. I ended up getting into a commissioning program soon after I enlisted, and I went to Texas A&M University, the other Aggies.
There you go.
Where I studied computer engineering and computer science. So I'm a bit of a technical geek. I commissioned as an ensign in the Navy in 2007, and I've been in ever since. I started my career as a surface warfare officer, so a ship driver. I was destined to be a commander of, say, a destroyer or a cruiser. But I transitioned into the acquisition community fairly early. And what that means is I focus on developing, testing, and delivering combat capability to our warfighters. And my focus has largely been on weapon systems and combat systems for the last 10 years, and that work has taken me all around the world, from Australia to Scotland, so I've been very thankful. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my wonderful family, so my wife Laura and high school sweetheart of 22 years, and my children Dylan and Zoe. So the Navy gives me purpose, and they give me meaning.
Yeah. And so I guess in the years you've been in the Navy then, you've seen the technical side of that change quite a bit.
Absolutely. The advances that we've made over the last couple decades have been transformational and are changing the way we fight war, and that's been seen in Ukraine and in the Red Sea, all over the world in the conflicts of the past few decades.
Now, one thing that's a lot of discussion sometime, Commander, is White Sands Missile Range, that's U.S. Army, but the Navy is present there. And how many years has the Navy been involved or located at White Sands Missile Range?
That's a great, great question, Bob. We like to joke that the Army only beat the Navy out to White Sands Proving Ground by a few days. and it's true, though. The Navy has been out here in some form or another since the early days of rocketry. And that presence has continued unbroken through the space race, through the development of guided missiles, through the sunset of battleship warfare, and it continues today as we are testing high-energy lasers on the range. And we've even got a functional railgun prototype. And with regard to working on an Army post and how that's different...
Right.
This actually isn't my first assignment on an Army post. As a young sailor, I was in a school at Fort Gordon going to learn about strategic satellite communication systems alongside soldiers. And though the Navy and the Army do certainly have different cultures, and that can be somewhat challenging at times, it's rewarding both personally and professionally to see the different points of view that different culture embodies. And I learn something new every day in terms of new ways of looking at problems and new ways of addressing challenges.
Is there a Navy ship stationed someplace out there at White Sands Missile Range?
We do have a concrete blockhouse that we call the Desert Ship.
There you go.
It looks very much like a blockhouse, though. It's not very ship-like, but we certainly call it the Desert Ship, yes.
Yeah. And you use that for what purpose?
So we use it for land-based test and evaluation.
Yeah. Is that the Navy's main purpose at White Sands?
Well,
test and evaluation.
Sure. I'd like to talk about just the Navy mission, if I could.
Sure.
Out there at White Sands, and that's a great question. So, my detachment's mission is to test naval surface weapons, sensors, and combat systems. And so we do that with about 200 dedicated sailors, civilians, and contractors. And there's something unique about my organization on White Sands Missile Range in that we operate a bit like a business. So we are fully reimbursed for all of our efforts by the fleet, by Department of Defense program offices, and even work for private parties. So we can work for Raytheon or Boeing or other contractors that need our services. And so what that means is I've got to worry about things like overhead and labor rates, but it makes us more efficient. So I'm trying to maximize the amount of capability and payback to the taxpayer. So that's why we operate that way.
Assessing your mission at White Sands Missile Range, what's the most critical part of what you do?
Well, so we have three lines of business, if I could talk about those.
Sure.
And I say business in somewhat a literal sense because we do operate like a business. The first is that we do sponsor that land-based testing. And I mentioned that concrete blockhouse. We've got the desert ship out there. And it houses the same combat system that our fleet has. So the same thing that you would find in a destroyer or a cruiser. We put that same combat system inside that blockhouse. And then a few miles away to the north, we've got a vertical launcher that is the same vertical launching system we have on our Navy ships. And your listeners may ask, why is land-based testing important to the Navy, right? Why aren't you operating out at sea in a relevant environment? And there's three key reasons for that from my perspective. So White Sands Missile Range is highly instrumented. So we've got radars, we've got optics, we've got communication systems, and that allows us to collect data that we need to assess how a system is performing. The second reason is that we can recover hardware. So when we're shooting missiles or taking down target drones or whatnot, you'd be surprised at what survives impact in the desert. And though, yes, we could try to recover things at sea, when they're in a mile of seawater, that's very expensive and the hardware doesn't come up looking nearly as pretty. And then finally, collection of data by our adversaries is a real problem. So our competitors want to watch us do our testing, right? And out at sea, our test events are frequently shadowed by a suspiciously well-instrumented cargo ship or a fishing vessel that just won't leave the test area. Here within the borders of the United States and here specifically in New Mexico, it's much easier to control that access and that collection.
Commander Laney, we can tell, and our listeners can tell, by the excitement in your voice that you love your job. What's the most rewarding part of what you do?
So the most rewarding part is absolutely seeing my team succeed. And even when we don't succeed, seeing them learn from that failure. So from my perspective, if we're not failing every now and then, we're not pushing the envelope enough. And if we're not pushing the envelope enough, that means we're not giving our warfighters the critical capability they need to win decisively in combat.
So what are some of the challenges then you face in doing that?
So budgetary ones, okay. Of course, everybody wishes they had a bit more money. Of course, providing incentives to our people is somewhat challenging. The industry offers some competitive packages in terms of compensation, and so that's a bit of a challenge. But in terms of technical challenge, I'd say one of the ones that keeps me up at night right now is testing the next generation of hypersonic weapons. So hypersonic means above Mach 5 or five times the speed of sound, and even though WSMR is 100 miles long, 40 miles with the northern extension, thanks to our partners, the ranchers on the north side of the range, those 140 miles get chewed up very quickly by something that's going Mach 5. So what we have to do is we have to build a safety case around testing those, and that means developing flight termination systems that are there to ensure the safety of the public, and we're working with industry to do that now.
What's the fastest Mach we travel right now?
Well, that would be classified.
Okay.
But I can say for sure that some of the targets that we develop and some of the suborbital vehicles that we launch are approaching and even sometimes exceeding Mach 10, 10 times the speed of sound.
Oh. I don't know if I can handle that.
It's fast.
Maybe when I was young like you, I could have, or something like that.
Yes.
Commander, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Yes. So I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to speak on the radio today. A big thank you to Alamo Gordo and the surrounding community for supporting White Sands Missile Range and the Navy mission and the military. My detachment here in southern New Mexico is in partnership with our sister services, with local government, industry, and academia to deliver combat capability to our warfighters, and we could not do it without the support from you and your listeners. And then one final note, if you're interested in joining us in our Desert Navy, perhaps you're a student or a graduate of science, technology, engineering, or math, STEM, or you'd like to learn more about our team, you can find us by searching Desert Ship on the web. Or if you'd like to learn more about our team, you can go to the navc.navy.mil website or check us out on social media at NSWC Port Hueneme. That's Hueneme.
All right, Commander Adrian Laney, thank you very much, sir, for being here.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a
pleasure. We appreciate it. Come back and do it again.
I will.
And we can also do this over the phone for convenience if you need to.
I'm happy to be here in the studio.
I'm glad you're here in the studio. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. And thank you for your service.
My pleasure.
You betcha. Well, that's it this morning for this part of our Up on the Wake show, featuring the Navy Detachment Commander, Adrian Laney, from White Sands Missile Range. Wismer, good to have you with us this morning. Any questions about White Sands Missile Range or whatever you may want to find out about, maybe joining the United States Navy or whatever, what can they do again?
So just search Desert Ship and find out about us on the World Wide Web.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.